Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK, be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things, little food for your soul. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Man, I cannot believe another week has gone by. Here we are doing another Thursday Four Things episode. And I got to say, I just downed my orange Zevia. Not a commercial, by the way. Have y'all had these? They're so good. They're made with stevia. And, you know, I'm sure it's not that great because it says natural flavors here on the can. And, you know, that's questionable. What does that really mean? But the orange flavored Zevia is so good. Ah, okay. So hopefully my mouth is kind of watering after I chugged it. I feel like I'm getting like tingly in the back of my jaw. Y'all know that feeling after you have something that you really like. So just chugged that. Seriously cannot believe we're already like halfway through June. I want time to slow down. Both of my kids are growing up like crazy. I can't even handle it. My daughter was just at camp, church camp this last weekend. She got back the other day and, you know, she's 12, but basically going on 18, and I need her to stop growing. And so we got to spend a few days alone with our son, and it was so cute. He was like, I miss Stashira, like when she was gone. And I was like, oh, this is so sweet. Like they're becoming brother and sister, because they're not biologically brother and sister. When we adopted them, they were just at the same orphanage. They're not, they don't have the same birth moms, but it was fun getting to spend time with him. He got to have a fun weekend, got to go over to Bobby's house and go swimming while I did some work. My husband and him went swimming while Bobby and I recorded a Bobbycast. So if you haven't checked out that episode, his last episode is Dustin Lynch. And then the one before that is Bobby and I sitting down and doing a Q&A. And if you haven't heard his podcast, it's just called Bobbycast and you can search it out. And in that Q&A, we started talking about a fight that we had probably 12 years ago. Well, not even really a fight, because Bobby doesn't fight. He sort of shuts down. But it was like a really big deal to me. And I haven't talked to him about it since then, because the way I handled it was I sent an email and then it got awkward. And so, yeah, we never really resolved it. But I do feel like in the little Q&A chat, he sort of said that he was wrong, that he handled it wrong. And I was like, oh, wow, all these years later. And I definitely have still thought about it. And it was sort of a fight to me. But anyway, and speaking of fights, not that this is like a legit fight, but we feel like y'all have our back and y'all fight for us in a way when it comes to people knocking off Four Things totes, which that's totally been a thing for a long time. And we have Four Things trademarked. So if anybody's ever calling it Four Things, then, you know, it's something that we've worked really hard on and we're proud of, and we're proud of our quality, and we're proud of the donation to Haiti and all things that are associated with it. So we don't want customers to be confused, so we kindly ask that people stop making the product that we came up with. So, you know, we try to protect that. And, you know, we had another company, but they were calling it something different, but it was basically our tote. Like, we've had so many of you send us pictures from Instagram or even stores where you've seen it, and we're like, what? That is like legit our bag. So we had a call with the company this week, and they were very kind. I mean, I will say it was a little bit awkward, but I mean, they were sort of wanting to partner, but where we don't want to do that is because we have no control over the quality of the product. And, you know, they were willing to, you know, send us a donation to Haiti, but it's just not about that. Like, this is something we've been working on for, you know, a couple of years or three now, maybe. And we want the control of what we do. We want to make sure that it's the quality bag like that we have made here in the US, and it's custom designed, and we just don't want people getting like a cheapo product and thinking that we're a part of it. And we want to make sure that, you know, we're donating to Haiti and the causes that we care about and the causes that we've told you about. And so we don't want you to ever buy a Four Things tote somewhere thinking that you're a part of that story, and you're just not. You're buying a knockoff. So anyway, point is the fight, back to the fighting and y'all fighting for us. It's amazing to see how y'all have our back and you send us notes and you leave comments. But some of the comments would be like a little aggressive. And trust me, we get that way too, because we're just bummed and we have to like control our emotions and our thoughts and like think about what we're going to say. And, you know, Mary and I were talking about it and we were like, gosh, you know, a way we could really use y'all's support is more so just you could post about our stuff and say that you like it. Like instead of going and leaving comments on people that are knocking us off, like we can just let that go and it'll handle itself. Because when we've talked to people that have knocked us off, they realize that they took the idea and they stopped doing it. I mean, they know that they took it and it wasn't theirs. So instead of like us sending the negative energy there, let's send positive energy towards Espoir. And just if you've got a tote and you genuinely like it, like you could tell your friends about it. You could post about it. You can send positive vibes out to Espoir that way. So point of it is we don't want to cause any like fights with people, but we do appreciate your support. And we love that we have little ambassadors out there cheering us on and looking out for us and making sure that, you know, that nobody's knocking us off. So you've got our back, which is pretty amazing. So on today's episode, I just kind of wanted to get that out of the way before I get into the little menu for today, but we've got some good stuff. I am going to talk to you about infrared sauna benefits. I feel like if you follow any healthy influencers or people on Instagram, you have likely seen them in the past year in some sort of an infrared sauna situation, and I'll talk to you about why they're doing it, and I do it all the time. Like full disclosure, I used to go to a place that had them, and then my husband ended up getting me one for our anniversary gift. So I have one at my house, and it's pretty amazing. And we get in it all the time. When we did the math and added up what we were spending if we went somewhere else versus if we were to do it at home every day, like it just made sense for us to get one. But I get it. Not everybody is going to be able to have one. But if you have a place where you could go, or maybe your gym has one, it might be beneficial for you. And second, we're going to talk about the Pringle effect. I started following at The Wellness Necessities on Instagram. She's a great follow. And if you think that food is a certain type of food is bad or deserves to be called an indulgence, then you'll fall prey to what she calls the Pringle effect. And I'll share with you her thoughts on that. And there's a lot of times on this podcast we talk about balance. And I will say that The Wellness Necessities is not about balance. Like she hates that word, like big time. And I'm like, huh, it's challenging me to think more about that word because I have Erin come on. Her name's Lisa, by the way, The Wellness Necessities, but I have Erin on and Erin's all about balance. And I think that's just an easy way to say it. And Lisa has her reasons for not liking that word, but I'm probably going to be someone that still uses the word balance, but you'll see in the Pringle effect a little bit when I share her post with you, kind of her thoughts on that. Third thing is my cry song. Sometimes you just need to cry, but you can't really make yourself cry, but you just need it and you have to have that release. So I'm going to share with you my song. Maybe it'll work for you or you can find something else to use, but I definitely needed to cry this week. So I put on the song because sometimes you just can't make yourself cry, but you know, you'll feel better if you could just freaking cry. The fourth thing we're going to talk about is the pros of glutathione with Adam Bobo. He's back. He's come on the podcast a couple of times. He's at Adam Bobo on Instagram. He's awesome. Love having him on. So that is what we've got in store for this episode. So let's get started.
First thing. That's right.
Funny sauna story before I get into the benefits of an infrared sauna. Now, I was in a dry sauna, so totally different than infrared. But there was a woman in there at the YMCA in the dry sauna, and I went in there and she was sitting on her own lawn chair. And she just looked at me. I mean, I guess I kind of looked like, huh, that's interesting, but you know, whatever. Maybe I was a little jealous of it. But she looked at me and she said, if I'm going to sweat, I'm going to do it comfortably and not sit where a bunch of other people have been sweating too. And I was like, oh, dang, good point. And then I sat down on the bench where like everybody has been sweating. And I was like, man, she's on to something. So, but what I'm going to talk about is infrared saunas, which is a major wellness tool. Like it's a go-to thing. Like they're so popular right now. I mean, like I said in the intro, like if you follow anybody healthy on Instagram or in the health and wellness world, like you see them sitting in an infrared sauna at some point. Now, infrared saunas are different than like the dry sauna that I was talking about at the YMCA. So they use thermal light to penetrate your body's skin barrier in order to raise your core temperature, whereas the conventional saunas, they have to heat the air in the sauna before it can actually heat you. So because of this, an infrared sauna gets less hot overall, allowing you to spend more time inside and enjoying the benefits. So what are some of the benefits? Well, first of all, infrared saunas are great for inflammation. So out of control inflammation is linked to a ton of health problems that we face, like autoimmune conditions, digestive, brain, and hormone problems. They all have inflammation as their commonality. So infrared saunas are an effective, natural way to calm inflammation throughout the body. Big on that. Also, it's really good for chronic fatigue. I was reading about a study that was done, and after around 20 days of using a sauna every day, chronic fatigue study participants saw significant improvement in their symptoms. So that's pretty awesome. And then obviously, since this is a sauna, it's really good for detoxification because sweating is one of your body's natural ways of clearing out toxins. So by promoting sweating within your session, you're helping flush the toxins out. Now, they're also really good for fighting infection and boosting immunity. So raising your body temperature in saunas can be effective because it'll help you kill off bacteria, fungal infections, viral infections, parasites. I had a parasite situation happening. I don't know if I picked it up in Haiti or whatever. And literally one of my treatments was like, you need to get into your sweat bed every single day. I mean, I was taking all these pills and doing all this other stuff. But yeah, I sat in that bad boy like a lot because I just felt so grossed out that I had a parasite. Which if you have a parasite, you got to get that thing out of you. I have a friend that got a parasite once and it was causing her to lose a lot of weight. So she decided she didn't want to get rid of it. She kept it. I think she even gave it a name because she knew it was in her body and it was helping her like lose weight. So, but it ended up giving her some major health problems. So she finally decided to get rid of it. And it's a real bummer because I think if she could go back, she would have changed trying to keep Mr. Parasite around. Infrared saunas are good for improved skin health. So sauna use can really help with skin hydration and overall complexion. I will say too that I have this really weird rash situation on my stomach. And when I can sit in my infrared sauna like consistently, mine's like this tube that you get into. It's like a sweat tube. There's all different kinds out there, but mine is like a little tiny one that's in my room and I just climb inside like I'm in this little capsule and sweating. But my rash on my stomach, it goes way down when I do it consistently. And I can't always do it all the time because it's just a lot to get that sweaty. And, you know, then I'm like, if I have to wash my hair. But really, if I was doing it every day on days that I do it multiple days in a row, I'm like, oh, the rash on my stomach is getting so much better. So that's just a couple of different things, or more than a couple, but some of the benefits of infrared saunas. So if you're seeing people post about them, they really are good. If you have an opportunity to try one out, or maybe your gym has one, or there's one of those sweat houses near you, I recommend it. I'm definitely a fan. Second thing. Now let's talk about the Pringle effect. So I was checking out a bunch of different posts at thewellnessnecessities.com. Lisa is the person that runs it. I first found her on Instagram. Then I went to her website and I quickly fell in love. Like, I'm just obsessed with her and her philosophies, her outlook on food and how encouraging she is and smart. And I read this one post about the Pringle effect and I was like, okay, I'm just going to read this as a thing on my podcast because I feel like this is something that resonates with a lot of you. So boom, let's go. Here it is. I'm just reading what Lisa wrote verbatim. So shout out, Lisa. Love your words. If you think a food is bad or deserves to be called an indulgence, you will fall prey to the Pringle effect. I just made that up, but I like it. The Pringle effect refers to the slogan Pringles uses. Once you pop, you can't stop. How can we change our broken relationship to food? How can we eat these foods and not treat them like indulgences? And the answer, if you're willing, lies here. Step one, understand there's no such thing as an indulgence. By calling any food an indulgent food, you're giving it tremendous power. Food is food. Some are extra nutritious, some are less. Those that are less nutritious do not need to be treated extra special. Step two, eat slowly. I don't think all meals need to be eaten snail's pace slow. Life is about conversation, the people that you're with, and laughter. But in the beginning, go slow with these foods so you can actually feel the pleasure and use your internal voice to quiet the guilt. You're getting your power back. Step three, now that you're going slow, start to notice the changes. Without the pleasure center in control and your guilty, chattering mind going berserk, actually pay attention to the way it tastes. it may not be giving you as much pleasure as you previously thought. That pleasure center may be going off, not because your pleasure is actually there, but because it wants to get back to that original pleasure you gave it from the first few bites when you opened the floodgates. Now you can decide when you've had enough. So there you go. That's the Pringle effect, which I think is an awesome way to look at it. And I love that she doesn't, I'm guilty of calling food an indulgence. I'm guilty of, you know, trying to find that balance in life. And I think that this is a unique way of looking at it. So that way you don't like think that you're on this like roller coaster with food and you're being like, well, I ate something bad, so I'm just going to keep eating something bad and I'll get back on track later. No, just go ahead and don't give the food the power. If you want French fries, you're in the mood for French fries. Eat the French fries. If you want salad, amazing. You're in the mood for a nutritious salad. Like treat them the same. Like it doesn't mean though that I guess if I was craving fries for every meal, like I want to be smart about it. So I don't think it's like saying like, oh, I want French fries all day long. But eventually maybe that's what you need to do to your body every once in a while to like show yourself like, ugh, like these just French fries do not have the power I thought they had. I've had them literally every day for 5 days and they just like aren't really doing it for me anymore. And then maybe you get over the whole treating French fries like an indulgence. I don't know if Lisa would back this up. But also on her Instagram, this is totally separate from this post, she did a thing just this week about balance. Again, you know, I told you on the intro, she's just like not a big fan of that. And she wrote, I'm tired of the conversations I listen to about being good during the week and then indulging on the weekends and chalking it up to balance. That is not balance. That is swinging the pendulum all the way to the left and then all the way back to the right. We are treating wellness like there's one way to do it and saying balance and moderation as a way to tell ourselves it's okay if we deviate. One day we're drinking green juice and choosing veggies over bread, but the second we touch a fry, a sweet, or alcohol, or whatever is deemed to be not wellness, we fling our hands up and say, oh, well, this is how I sustain my healthy lifestyle and continue down the road of eating all the foods you consider to be not wellness. Stop subscribing to the idea that healthy living is hard, that it tastes bad, and that it requires willpower. I agree we need to include these things, but balance isn't a word we use to make excuses for eating what we want. Balance is having papaya because you want that right now and fries later because you're in the mood. Truth is, we can have our cake and eat it too because when we're not obsessing over eating the cake, the body lets you know when you've had enough and when you're done, you may just find you're itching for some whole foods. Boom. So yeah, it's pretty strong. Pretty solid. Okay, so that is an excellent follow on Instagram. Again, I'm new to following her, but I'm already obsessed, and it's at The Wellness Necessities. Probably going to need to try to have her on the podcast. Okay, all right, maybe if she'll come. Hi, Lisa. You don't know me, but I'm going to track you down. We've talked about crying on the podcast before on a previous episode, just like the benefits of crying and why a good cry is really amazing for you, because sometimes you just got to cry, but maybe you can't cry, but you know that that's what you need. So you got a little appointment cry situation happening, but what do you use to make yourself cry? Is it a book, a movie, looking at certain pictures? For me, it's music. And I have this one particular song because I had to appointment cry this week. I knew I needed to cry to feel better. Had a lot going on, some work stuff. Just my husband and I were sort of clashing. I'm definitely hormonal. It's definitely my time of week. I haven't started at this moment, but about to start any minute, which is probably TMI. But either way, I just needed to get some emotions out. So my go-to cry song, and I'm sharing this with y'all because I think that it's something that you may need. Like maybe you don't have a good song and this will do it. And maybe this one touches me particularly because I've lost my mom and it's about that. But this is an Ed Sheeran song and it's called Supermarket Flowers. And I kind of have to talk while it plays because you're not allowed to play music on podcasts unless you're talking over it. So don't get annoyed if I start talking because it's the only way I can play it for y'all. And so here's the chorus.
A heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. So I'll sing hallelujah.
I already have goosebumps.
You were an angel in the shape of my mom.
Yes, my mom.
When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, he'll say, hallelujah, you're home.
Ugh, it's like literally everything. Like right now, if y'all could see my body, I have goosebumps everywhere. And if I were to listen to the whole thing, like I would just cry again. Like even that's just the chorus. So I gave y'all a piece of that. And I definitely don't want to make you cry in the middle of this podcast. That's not the point right now. It's just for me to encourage you to like have those cry sessions when you need them. And this isn't so much about the benefits of crying, but it's just like, hey, maybe somebody listening needed that Supermarket Flower song by Ed Sheeran, or maybe you just need you've been feeling like something's wrong with you and you don't know what it is. And maybe it's that you just need to cry and you need to go search out that movie or that song or that book or whatever it is that can get those emotions going and get it out of you. So I hope this wasn't meant to be like any sort of a Debbie Downer song, but let's just listen to Ed Sheeran sing Hallelujah one more time because it's so beautiful.
A heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved, so I'll sing hallelujah.
So much.
You are an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, he'll say hallelujah, you're home.
Ugh, so good. The first time we had Adam Bobo on, we talked about glutathione as being something that was really popular to get through an IV and actually really good for detoxing, good for your liver and turnover and all the things. I don't know. And I feel like we just kind of touched on it because we were talking about IVs in general. Because Bobo, you're like a founder, co-founder. Do you have a co-founder or are you a founder?
We have a co-founder.
Co-founder of Arete Nashville, which is an awesome place to get IVs and hydrotherapy. So that's not what it's called. Hydrotherapy is something I had done on my face.
Say it. Hydration.
Hydration therapy. Hydration therapy and receiving stuff like straight into the veins so that your body gets it so quick and it's just really, really healthy for you. So anyway, Arete Nashville, that's his business. You can follow them on Instagram. He's awesome. And then he came back and talked about intermittent fasting. I love, he's full of like all kinds of knowledge. Whenever I'm getting a IV treatment from you, I love, and my husband too, like we just sit around and talk to you about all the things. Like, what are you doing now? And like, Bobo, you did, like you're my friend that did the celery juice for 30 days to see how you felt. You've done keto.
Done keto.
For 30 days to see how you felt. And you like lost a lot of weight doing keto,
yeah,
huh?
I did keto 30 days without working out at all and then worked out for like 7 to 10 days while doing keto.
Yeah.
So I've.
And it definitely, definitely works.
Uncomfortable amount of weight.
Yeah, but it's not a lifestyle you wanted to maintain.
No, it wasn't compatible with how I wanted to work out. And
right.
Things. Yeah.
So if you've missed previous episodes with Adam Bobo, you can go back and find those. But now we're going to dive in a little bit deeper to glutathione because I feel like that's when I first heard of it a couple years ago. It was almost like I was Googling it. And I couldn't remember. I was like, gluta what? Like gluta, and it's. I don't know that it's quite mainstream yet, but it's definitely getting out there as something that's like a little more available to people. It used to be like, I remember when I first heard about it, I was like, where the heck do you get glutathione?
Right.
And then now it just seems like there's stuff in pill bottles and I don't know how you feel about those. And then what's the difference in taking it by a pill? One listener emailed me and wanted to ask you because she had a friend that was taking some liquid version. So I don't know. Do you have thoughts on glutathione? And first, let's discuss the benefits.
Okay. So glutathione essentially is, I say essentially a whole lot.
That's okay. I know when you start to talk, like you real, I say a lot.
These like filler words.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So glutathione is three different amino acids that, so basically a triamino complex. So basically those are, it's just three pieces together that your body puts together and makes glutathione. Glutathione in your body is the master antioxidant. It's the number one antioxidant in your body that's responsible for eliminating free radicals from any kind of oxidative stress, working out, muscle tissue breakdown.
When you say oxidative stress, people might not know exactly what that means.
Okay, so think about when you work out and you have muscle breakdown and there's these byproducts that have to be cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
glutathione comes through and is binding those things and bringing them out of the body.
Right.
You think about like free radicals with cancer and how that's a pretty big hot topic with health. And people will drink a glass of wine a day sometimes to get the antioxidant properties of cancer fighting that we have been told about. But like glutathione is what is your primary responsible party for binding those free radicals.
Right. Our bodies are naturally producing glutathione.
Correct. It's made in the liver, but it decreases with age. So by the time you're 30s, you've lost about 30%. And then from that point, it's a pretty rapid progression.
Yeah.
So it's one of the big components of aging. There's a lot of different things that factor into aging, but your ability to eliminate free radicals
slows,
which ages you because your glutathione production decreases.
I feel like whenever I talk to you about things or we're talking about stuff to, you know, inject that's going to keep us young or feeling young, or our bodies turning over cells and rejuvenating, because our bodies do that naturally. This is just helping the process. I feel like, who's that guy? Sylvester Stallone, or is it John Travolta? One of them. They were the first ones on, like, years ago. Like, I remember reading something about, like, oh my gosh, they're doing HGH. And it just seemed so like, oh, what? That's crazy. But now, again, it's not totally mainstream, but it's not totally out of the realm of possibility for people to be doing things to help keep themselves younger. Now, glutathione's not human growth hormone. It's not HGH, but it is a way to kind of keep your body, keep you younger. And sort of, haven't you said it can help with your, like, face?
Exactly. It's good for skin. It kind of gives you this consistent use, especially intravenously, or IV, will give you this natural porcelain kind of glow.
And then, so when you say consistent, what do you mean by that?
Like, I usually tell people IV, you need to start once a week for like 4 to 6 weeks, and then you can kind of back off a little bit every other week.
Which I did that. I did it once a week for like 6 weeks, and then now I'm going to try to do it like every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I mean, I definitely want to maintain it. Like, you wouldn't recommend someone just go randomly get it and then 6 months later randomly get it again.
No, the only people I recommend that to is, like, we do stuff for artists and people who have to be on red carpet, and we'll do like a higher dose glutathione with like a beauty bag. And it does, even with one time, can give you kind of that glow. But to really get a true skin benefit, you see a lot of benefit with like melasma and the darkening, like darkened pigment of skin. It can kind of even that out with your skin tone. I think the big thing is that anything you do, you should do consistently. I mean, that goes to like, don't work out as hard as you can for 3 weeks and then not work out for 6 months. Just work out twice a week for 6 months.
Right.
Same thing with glutathione. Like, don't, you know, do it as much as you can and then just stop for 6 months. Anything you consistent to me, though, when you start glutathione, should be every week for 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
If you're really looking for the skin benefits. But even just one time, you still get benefits.
Yeah, it's worth to try it out and see how you feel. But I think, yeah, you should definitely, if you're going to commit, try to commit. And a lot of times people don't have access to the IVs, and there are the pill form, and then there's the liquid, which I didn't know about until a listener emailed me. But maybe that's something that people could look into. I know you have a glutathione pill that you have recommended, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is that available somewhere?
So,
or
what I usually say, the brief of it is, any oral consumption of anything versus IV, your absorption is going to be 20 to 60%. So if you take 100 milligrams of something, you're really only going to absorb 20 milligrams to 60 milligrams.
Oh, wow.
Super variable. And that's with anything that you consume orally. IV or a shot in your arm, it's 100% available to use. So that's the big variance or big
Yeah, like if you're investing in something, if you're investing in pills, maybe you should try to invest in the IV, because you're going to get more bang for your buck.
Right. But with the pills, though, it has become much more mainstream recently, where you've got everybody and their brother making some formulation of glutathione.
So how do you differentiate what's good, what's not?
It needs to be liposomal. That's the first thing I say. So
liposomal.
It basically needs a fat carrier, like to help it get into the cells. It improves absorption.
Okay, the fat does.
The fat piece mm-hmm. of it. And then beyond that, it's just a trusted pharmacy. I get mine, is called Essential Pro Glutathione, and it's the reason I recommend it is because I use it.
Right.
So, and I know that it gets me benefits. So I would never sit here and say, if a listener sent like pill bottles and said, is this good? Like, I mean, I could read a couple things on it and say, that sounds good, but I've never tried the product. So I don't know. We sell ours on our website.
And which is AretéNashville.com.
AretéNashville.com. Yeah. And that's the one that I use. I know that I get benefit from it.
And then to spell Arete, I don't know if I did it at the beginning, but it's A-R-E-T-E, Arete. And Stashira made Bobo some Arete bracelets. My daughter, she makes bracelets and sells them to, you know, it's like her little side hustle. Well, it's her official hustle. I guess school's her first hustle, so the bracelets are a side hustle. And so it's like her little, she's a little entrepreneur, and then she gives back to the orphanage. She grew up in Haiti, but Bobo was so nice, and he ordered bracelets for his whole team.
Got the whole squad.
So they've got, like, and their colors are black and white, so it's like all black beads. Stashira was like, all black? No color? And I'm like, no, no color, because she loves the colorful ones. I was like, straight black. But, I mean, it does look sharp, I have to say.
It's
clean. So anyway, now Bobo has
Arete. You're part of the official uniform.
Mm-hmm. Bobo has Arete on his wrist, so that was easy for me to spell, but... AretéNashville.com is where people can find it. And so you sell them there.
Sell them there.
And then, yeah.
You can't get what we have on Amazon because they're not prescription, but to provide them, I have to have a prescriber's license to even source them at my facility. So,
and Bobo is a
nurse anesthetist.
Nurse anesthetist, which is an anesthesiologist. Nurse anesthesiologist.
So I'm a nurse with a master's degree in science and with a focus in anesthesiology.
Yeah.
So
are you a nurse or I'm a nurse?
I'm a nurse.
A nurse. He's a man nurse.
So who
carries like a fanny pack purse. Okay. Like he walked in today and he has
it carries almost
this up. Like Louis Vuitton chest purse thingy.
Yeah, I got a phone charger in there.
And he's so proud. Right, he's so proud of everything he can fit inside of there. But Bobo is, which I should say on the last podcast that he recorded, we gave out his Instagram. So I need to give out his other one, his personal one. So there's Arete Nashville, but then there's Adam Bobo. That's his handle, at Adam Bobo. So follow him. He's a good guy. And he's like normal, nice, fun, lives a really cool life and shares a lot of his info. And then he's got the cutest dog ever. And you can check out his man purse. You're a nurse with a merce.
I know. This hasn't been
you're
featured.
You're a man nurse.
This hasn't been featured in a photo
with
yet.
With a man purse.
I know, right?
I mean, that's pretty stylish, though, Bobo.
I mean, what can you do?
Like, I had no idea you were, like, that trendy. And he walked in. He was like, these are coming in style. Y'all just, it hasn't
just
made
wait.
It to Nashville
Nashville
yet.
Hasn't seen it yet.
Just
eventually.
Wait.
Everybody will be
just
on the bandwagon.
And are you single? But well, by the time this airs, we don't know.
Yeah.
Are you dating?
We'll see when this airs.
Okay. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just go to his Instagram.
Yeah. Just follow me on Instagram.
May or may not be available, but
just go down in my DMs and you'll see if I reply or not.
Slide into his DMs.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Jeez. So the glutathione y'all have is not on Amazon because you have to, like you said,
you could get it from maybe certain physicians' offices or someone who's a prescriber. So you have to basically input your information to provide
right.
it.
And you have that.
Right.
You can order it.
And one
it.
Of my pharmacies that I work with has it. So we sell it online. So you don't like have to have a prescription or anything. You can go online and just buy it. It's just the one that I recommend because it's a liposomal form that I've used that I know works. Beyond that, it's hard for me to say like, oh, get this one, get that one.
Right. No, I don't.
But
yeah,
do
we don't
make
need to
sure
play that,
that
game,
if
but...
you're, if say that the my product's more expensive and you don't want to buy it and you want to go buy a cheaper one. Just make sure it's a liposomal form of glutathione with good reviews that, you know, maybe if it has a pharmacy on the packaging at all, look them up on Better Bureau Business or Better Business Bureau. Better, yeah, that thing. BBB.
BBB.
Just make sure that they don't have any issues as a pharmacy.
Yeah. And I think I got into glutathione because my mom had cancer. My dad has cancer right now. Lost my mom to cancer. Watching her go through that was the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life. Like some of the stuff I had to see. And it's like in my mind, and then 4 years maybe after my mom died, my dad calls and he's like, well, I have a tumor. And I'm like, what? Like, what? Is this, are you serious? Like, this can't be. So anyway, I now have this thing inside of me that's like, okay, I want to try to do whatever I can to prevent. Now, they don't have the same kind of cancer, and it doesn't mean I shouldn't have that negative energy in me that it means I'm going to have cancer.
Right.
But if there are things that I can be doing proactively to like detoxify my liver to, which I think to get rid of the, like the, what is it? The free radicals mm-hmm. to reduce inflammation. Does glutathione help with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. So anything, really your liver is so important all of this. And this is where it's produced, and then it helps do all that. So if we're adding to it. And that's another thing I learned watching my mom go through cancer. Sometimes when she would go to the hospital and certain levels were off, and it just made me think about all the organs and how each one plays such
everything
an important role.
Yeah.
Like everything. Like it really sometimes wasn't even with her. Some of her issues were from the treatment, like the mm-hmm. chemo and the radiation that would affect certain vital organs.
Right.
That it was like, oh my gosh, like it's not going to be the cancer that kills her. It's going to be the treatment. Like, I know that sounds weird, but sometimes watching how her body was reacting or was beating her body mm-hmm. down so much that then her immune system was weak. And then the next thing you know, she's got XYZ happening because she couldn't fight it off. And ultimately, but anyway, it ultimately for her, it was the cancer. But long story short, I get into this stuff that may seem weird. And hopefully, if you know about glutathione, great. If you didn't, now you do. And maybe it's something you can look into and see if you want to implement into your life. Because I'm going to keep it in my life because, yeah, to detox anything carcinogenic, which is cancer-causing things, like, I'm all about.
Right. And I will say to anybody that listens to you because they have gone through cancer or has a family member, there's a lot of research out there that that people should dig into with utilization of glutathione as an adjunct to chemotherapy, radiation, those treatments. They've had results with people having a lot less side effects and a lot better outcomes with using glutathione adjunctly with chemotherapy and radiation. So that's where I first nerded out to glutathione, was just that it showed so much promise in the cancer space as an adjunct to the other treatments they're already going through in chemotherapy and radiation. So,
and that's something to keep in mind. I mean, and always be an advocate for yourself and for your family members that are going through treatment. Like, if you hear of things, like you're listening to right now and you want to, your doctor hasn't said anything about it, maybe it's something you can look into. You have to be proactive for your own health. That's another thing I learned going through it with my mom. And then currently in the last, you know, year going through it with my dad is, you know, doctors are there for you and they're great, but like, you have to advocate for your own health. And if there are things that you can be adding to make the experience better or the treatment better, then why not try it? Because nobody's gonna try it for you.
And two, there's no one thing that's a miracle drug.
No.
And this can be another time we talk about supplements and different things, but there's nothing like, whether it's CBD or glutathione or, you know, high dose vitamin C or matcha or any herbal substance that people take, or these different treatments. No one thing is like, oh, I just take tons of CBD and my whole body's anti-inflamed.
Right now.
No, it just doesn't.
Turmeric.
It just doesn't happen that way. So it's little things that we can do that add up. And glutathione, I do think, is one of those things that people should at least look into or consider adding to their whatever else they're doing to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Awesome. I love it. Well, thank you for coming on to talk glutathione. Again, he's Adam Bobo on Instagram, and then his company in Nashville. In case you're here or maybe you're visiting, because a lot of people visit Nashville, it's Arete Nashville. And then you can check out aretenashville.com for more goods.
Yes.
And then Bobo will be back. Bobo's a regular.
Back
again.
Bobo's back. Back.
Tell your friends. That is today's episode. We are done with the four things and on to our email shout out, which is what I do at the end of every episode. So if you ever have thoughts or something you want to share, you can send it to me, four things with Amy Brown at gmail.com. This email is from Mickey. Hello, I'm an avid fan of the Bobby Bones Show and recently started listening to the podcast. Last week, you had Enneagram Hunter on talking about the Enneagram and stress. Anyway, he talked to you about HALT. I'm going to start using this in my life, but I saw this on Facebook and it made me immediately think of you and I wanted to share it. God met Elijah's feelings of hunger by offering him food, anger by acknowledgement of his feelings, loneliness by listening, and tired by encouraging him to rest. So even God knows the importance of HALT. Isn't that cool? Thank you for being open and honest about your life. Hope you have a great week. Mickey from Bryan, Texas, which is the sister city to College Station, Texas. Whoop, I went to Texas A&M. Shout out to that. So Mickey, thank you for the email, which HALT, if y'all haven't listened to that last episode, which I will just say too, I'll use this as an opportunity to talk about some confusion that we had in the podcast the last 2 weeks. So the descriptions were wrong the week before last, and then the same episode with Hunter went up twice. So if you happen to download last week's episode and you're like, wait a second, this sounds just like the episode from the week before, well, it was for a couple of hours, but we fixed it and put up the second interview. So now each episode from the past 2 weeks has its own interview. Stress was supposed to be first and then security, but it goes security, then stress. So now that has been fixed as well. Either way, this is probably confusing to any of you that like don't know what I'm talking about. So I just want to handle this quickly. But if you re-download last week's episode, you'll get to hear the updated version. So what happens is if we ever have to fix anything, but it's already gone out and you subscribe and it's downloaded, then you have to re-download if you want to hear it. You have to go back into the app and download the new one. So just heads up on that. If you listen to the same episode twice and you want to go back and just hear the updated one with him, then boom, you can do that. I think he was like the third or fourth thing, maybe. Who knows? Could have been the first thing. Guess I should have figured that out, but you guys know me. Sorry about that. Anyway, it was a big mistake, a little hiccup, but no big deal. We fixed it. And speaking of subscribing to the podcast, like I just want to send a heartfelt thank you to anybody that has subscribed and is listening regularly and has commented and left a review. Like it means a lot. Like there's some people that just put stuff out there and they're just like, oh, this is amazing. Can't wait for you guys to hear this. And oh, this is so, so great. Can't wait to share with you. And I just happen to be the opposite of that a little bit. Like I do stuff and I'm like, ooh, is anybody going to listen to this? Oh, is this really that good? Oh, like, I don't really know how I feel about this. Sometimes like I can't even go back and listen. And sometimes I have to for certain segments. Like if I have to edit something or when I'm putting it in, like, you know, if I need to go check things like, hello, the same interview with Hunter ran 2 weeks in a row. Like that's bad, but that's because I'm not very good at wanting to listen back to myself. And Mary actually sent me a text and then a lot of you sent notes like on Instagram. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's probably bad that I didn't catch that. But it was just a mistake. Like Mike D and I figured it out and he was like, oh, whoops. But I had emailed him the files together. So it was confusing. And yeah, it just got loaded wrong. Ugh. So I'm just different. So back to, I'm just different about, you know, what I'm putting out there. I'm just hoping y'all like it and I'm hoping somebody's listening, but I mean, I'm not confident about it. And maybe I need to be more so. Like I've got to own it. I've got to own what I'm giving y'all. And I don't want y'all to think that I'm not proud of what I do by any means. Like I don't want it to come off across as that, but I'm just one of those people that like, are people really subscribing? Are people really listening? And so when I see that y'all are, it means a lot. So helps give me that validation, that affirmation that I need. Because my love language is words of affirmation. And not that I need y'all to send me like encouraging notes by any means at all. But I do thrive off of knowing that whatever I'm doing is like actually being appreciated and valued. So I am feeling that love from y'all. So I am telling y'all a thank you right here. So thank you for that validation. And if you haven't subscribed, well, you could do that too, because people in my company that monitor that stuff would really love it, to tell you the truth. Like, it'd be really good if we could just build up this little community here. It would be amazing. And that's just the honest truth. Like, I want to make everybody proud. I want to make y'all proud. I want to make my work proud. And I want to make my family proud. So anyway, it's fun doing this with y'all. So thank you for being on this little Four Things podcast journey with me, especially as I figure it out, because it's definitely new to me. I mean, doing a radio show with, you know, Bobby as a host and then other co-hosts and cast members on the show is way different than sitting here and just kind of talking to myself and doing interviews. Which, speaking of interviews, next week I have Corey Robertson from Duck Dynasty coming on, and I'm doing, like, this is the first time ever that I've done four things with one of my interview guests. I've done multiple interviews with people and I normally divide it up over a couple of episodes, but with her, she's going to be on every single thing. And I feel like we've got a lot to talk about. It's not just going to be like, if you never watched Duck Dynasty, don't worry. It's not going to really even be about that. She's just very inspirational, very wise, and very fun. So I think it's going to be a good one. And I'm really, really looking forward to interviewing her and then building that episode and putting it up for y'all. And so that will be next Thursday's episode. But don't forget, before next Thursday, we'll have a Q&A on Tuesday, per usual. So you can send your questions to fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can go to theshopforward.com if you want to support anything that we've got going on, Pimp and Joy wise or Haiti wise through Espoir. And the Four Things Patriotic stuff is up. Stars, Stripes, Freedom, America. And it's basically red, white, and blue, and it's so cute. TheShopForward.com. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK, EK, be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Casserole things, little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.